Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Honey, we had a glorious time last night at Embassy Church with pastor, author, mighty man of God, Robert Slaughton.
Yes.
What wonderful people at that church. I mean, love God, hate the devil. Just
kind of people we like to hang out with.
No doubt about it. And I want to tell you something. If they hang around Pastor Roberts, they're going to learn something.
That's exactly.
And they'll learn to be bold for Jesus.
Amen.
And boldness is good. We rejoice in being able to be there and having some other friends come and join us.
Amen.
So, wonderful time. All right. Today's teaching. Way too many believers were raised in an environment where they were constantly told, either directly or indirectly, that they would never amount to anything. And unfortunately, honey, that happens in Christian homes.
That's right.
Where parents or grandparents don't really have the revelation fully of what the Word says. Now, some believers even endure a marital relationship where they're demeaned and undervalued as a person, and even as a child of God. Even more, people just grow up not realizing God has ordained them to be blessed and excel at everything they do.
And He'll help.
And no doubt. Unfortunately, too many times our self-evaluation of who we are is determined by external factors based on inaccurate information.
And note that,
inaccurate information. Who you are should never be determined by any basis other than the Word of God. So we want to share with you 7 reasons why you are somebody. Number 1, you're a child of the Most High God, or in contemporary jargon, who's your daddy? God is.
That's right. Genesis 1 verse 26 says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them," notice that, ladies, "let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Now, the Best Message Bible translation says it this way: God spoke, "Let us make human beings in our image, make them reflecting our nature."
Wow.
You were created to be master of the universe. The Living Bible translation of Genesis 1 verse 26 says, "Then God said, let us make a man, someone like ourselves, to be the master of all life upon the earth and in the skies and in the seas."
Hallelujah.
That's a mouthful.
It is.
Worth meditating on.
Our attitude of who we are should be continually changing.
For the better.
For the better.
That's number 2.
That's number 2.
Our attitude of who we are should be continually changing for the better.
Absolutely. It's important that our attitude is changing from what others think of us to what God thinks of us.
Amen. Ephesians 4 verses 23 and 24 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude, and put on the new nature, the regenerate self, created in God's image, Godlike, in true righteousness and holiness."
Know this, we're all a work in progress.
That's it.
We continue, are all of us.
All a work in progress.
And if you say you're not, you really, then you definitely need to be
well,
a work
in progress.
Well, the point
is, the Word is renewing us day by day.
And it continually involves us. Evolves us into what God wants us to be. When God looks at us, He doesn't see limitation or hesitation. In fact, when God looks at you, He sees the potential for a creativity that He placed within you. He sees opportunities and possibilities.
Ephesians 4 verse 23, this time in the Living Bible translation, says, "Now your attitude and thoughts must all be constantly changing for the better." And listen to Romans 12, verse 2. We love this, don't we? In the New Living Translation, in the last part of it, it says, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think.
Personalize that. But let God transform Denise into a new person by changing the way you think. Let God transform Mary into a new person by changing the way you think.
Amen.
Number three, we're enrolled in a continuing education program because of who we are in Christ. Some people feel like that once they've received a high school or college diploma, that's it. They've arrived. They're through studying. Nothing could be further from the truth. Life is a journey of wisdom.
Amen.
Every day, you and I should be striving to learn something we didn't know yesterday. I want to say that again. Every day, you and I should be striving to learn something we didn't know yesterday. We need to point out that the something you're learning every day is not the latest scores on ESPN, the latest updates on your soaps. Of course, I know none of you watch soaps, but the latest update on any TV show or any other celebrity show. Our continuing education should focus on what will improve the quality of our lives
and those around us.
And those around us, while further fulfilling the destiny of who we are and the kingdom of God.
Amen. Colossians 3, verse 10, in the Classic Amplified Bible says, and have clothed yourselves in the new spiritual self, which is ever in the process of being renewed and remolded into fuller and more perfect knowledge upon knowledge, after the image, the likeness of Him who created it.
Yeah, honey, I love the Living Bible translation of that.
Amen.
Won't you share it as well?
Colossians 3:10 in the Living Bible says it this way. You are a living, brand new kind of life that is continually learning more and more of what is right and trying constantly to be more and more like Christ, who created this new life within you.
Dwight L. Moody, the famed evangelist, once said, out of 100 men, one will read the Bible. The other 99 will read the Christian.
That's an incredibly insightful.
Yeah, it is. One more equally insightful. Charles Spurgeon, the renowned English pastor, once said, a Bible that's falling apart usually belongs to someone who isn't.
I love that one too.
Number four, you are somebody because of who you are in Him and not anything else. Let me say that again. You are somebody because of who you are in God, not because of what you drive, where you live, who your mom and daddy are, where you work, or anything else.
Amen. Colossians 3, verse 11 in the Living Bible says, in this new life, one's nationality or race or education or social position is unimportant. Such things mean nothing. Whether a person has Christ is what matters.
Hallelujah.
And He is equally available to all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As the scripture says in Acts 17, verse 28, we are His offspring. We're His children. It says, this is the way it says it. For in Him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have ever said, for we are also His offspring.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Number five, you are somebody because He brings out the best in you. Now, earlier we shared part of Romans 12:2, but listen to Romans 12:2. In the Message Bible.
That's right. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you.
Know this, that's a powerful scripture.
It is powerful.
You will be changed from the inside out. Reminds me to say that change is a door that can only be opened from the inside.
That's right. We make the decision. Romans 12, verse 1 in the Message Bible says, so here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Strong. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you.
Hallelujah.
That says it, I'm telling you.
It really does.
It's worth repeating.
And not only that, it's worth personalizing, writing down. God brings the best out of Lejeune. And by the way, pray for our friend Lejeune. The enemy's attacked her health. Number six, you're somebody with a special assignment. See, each of us have a specific purpose, and God has a plan for our lives. It's critically important that we discover what God has called us to do and be about His business.
Romans 12, verse 6 in the Living Bible says, God has given each of us the ability to do certain things well.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Personalize that. God has given Ray the ability to do things, certain things, well.
Romans 15, verse 14 in the Message Bible says, personally, I've been completely satisfied with who you are and what you are doing. You seem to me to be well-motivated and well-instructed, quite capable of guiding and advising one another. So, my dear friends, don't take my rather bold and blunt language as criticism.
Hell,
it's not criticism.
It's not.
How very much I need your help in carrying out this highly focused assignment God gave me.
Key there, focused assignment.
Yes.
Each of us have a focused assignment that God has for us.
Mm.
Number seven, you are somebody because you have the mind of Christ.
Hallelujah. That's what the scripture says, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16 in the Classic Amplified Bible. For who has known or understood the mind, the counsels, and purposes of the Lord, so as to guide and instruct him and give him knowledge? But we have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart.
The truth of the matter is, we all need to, listen to these scriptures. And when you do, you'll know why you are somebody.
That's right.
Why you are somebody. As it says in the New Living Translation of that 1 Corinthians 2:16, the last part says, we Christians actually do have within us a portion of the very thoughts and mind of Christ.
And every
Hallelujah.
Day we want to bring it to the surface.
And His thoughts move the hands of God by
that's
prayer.
Right.
And that's a key for us.
It is.
It really is. It really is. Well, we all need one last reason to know why we're somebody.
All right.
And not one. No one. No one can ever take that from us.
That's right. No matter
what's
said.
Won't you say it right now? I am somebody.
I
am God's body. I am somebody. I'm God's body.
Mm.
If you get nothing else out of today's teaching, if you grab a hold of that, it is life-changing.
And God will give you lots of availability to be able to spread His love and encourage and love and help other people.
Absolutely. Well, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed He'd have you put in the ground. Do what He says. Make sure you check out this week's two-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.